So what's the reaction of UK businesses to the deal? Well, I talked to Christopher Nieper from clothing manufacturing firm David Nieper. He voted to leave the EU, and Hayden Wood, co-founder of the energy sector startup Bulb, who voted to remain. And I began by asking Hayden for his reaction to Mrs. May's comments.
We are a low-cost renewable energy supplier, so we provide homes across the UK with affordable renewable energy. The way in which we do that is we use a lot of technology in our back office system to keep costs down, and it's that technology that depends on the extremely talented and diverse pool of people that we recruit from in London. So relating back to the messages that we heard today from Theresa May, I think the first reaction that I would have is that there were some encouragement, because now we know, or we have a better idea of what Brexit means. But then working in the technology and creative sector in London, I didn't see some of the same protections that, say, the financial sector in the City of London had, or were mentioned in the speech today.
Well, Christopher Nieper is listening into this, and you're in the manufacturing sector as well. What did you take from Mrs. May's speech?
We're a family business, and we've been manufacturing British clothes here in Derbyshire for 55 years. We've never gone offshore. We've always invested in British skills, and we export into the Eurozone. We employ staff in the Eurozone. We have customers in the Eurozone, and we also buy fabrics in the Eurozone. So our relationship with the EU is quite important to us. So today, I'd like to say thank you very much, Prime Minister, for such a practical and pragmatic speech this morning. Please rest assured that there's strong optimism here on the ground in business. Exports, for us at least, are breaking new records. Demand for British products and British design is as strong as it ever has been, and we'll adapt to whatever customs deal you strike.
When you say you'll adapt, if you're slapped with a big tariff, though, and exporting your goods to Europe, if Mrs. May doesn't achieve what she wants in the negotiations, how will your business cope?
Well, business is very, very adaptable. If we get slapped, as you call it, with a giant tax from the EU, then we'll set our stall out to sell in another part of the globe. I don't think it's a problem. We have endless hurdles selling in different countries anyway.
Hayden, are you as optimistic?
I think that I completely agree with that point about business being adaptable and entrepreneurial, and all that we want as a rapidly growing business, all we want is to know where the goalposts are, and we can work out how to play around them when that's agreed. I think that one of the really encouraging things that was mentioned today was Theresa May's priority on getting an early answer to whether or not EU nationals living in the UK will be able to remain, and vice versa for UK nationals living in Europe. And I would strongly encourage things like that, topics like that, to have a fast resolution.
Now, Hayden, you voted remain in the referendum. Do you feel that your opinion has changed now, given the speech that's been laid out?
I did vote remain, and I was disappointed to see the result, but the result has occurred now. And so what I'm most interested in is the type of deal we get and the type of Brexit that we will have. And I didn't, at the time, back in the summer, I didn't believe the story of Brexit being about Britain setting up new ties with the rest of the world and Britain becoming a new, you know, re-establishing itself as a global player. If we were to achieve that, I think that it would be a good result. And so that's what I'm really interested in Britain achieving now. So I'm not going to look back. I'm really interested in looking forward.
And that was Hayden Wood, co-founder of Bulb, talking to Christopher Nieper from the manufacturing firm David Nieper. Well, Theresa May's speech was a rallying cry for the pound, which soared in value after falling sharply in recent days. A little earlier, I spoke to Chris Justin from Seven Investment Management. I asked him to what extent he thought the rally was due to Mrs. May's confirmation that the UK Parliament will get to vote on a final Brexit deal.
I think it was partially that. I think it's also a mixture of that and a sigh of relief that there's an element of clarity after a lot of rhetoric. And it would also suggest as well that markets were pricing in a more aggressive speech, perhaps. So the headlines will all be about the pound, and that has been, I suppose, the truest reflection of what sentiment has been towards the referendum. And the fact that it's moved up by 2.7%, that's the largest gain since 2008 against the dollar. So that is quite something.
The FTSE 100 share index, though, has fallen back, hasn't it? Why is that?
It has. Well, it's benefited a lot from the weak pound lately. So somewhat unsurprisingly, it's slipped by 1.5% since the pound rallied. So that's the multinationals weighing on the index. We've got to remember that 80% of the revenues of the FTSE 100 constituents comes from abroad. So if